This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected on Capitol Hill and at the White House next week. His visit comes as Congress is debating President Joe Biden's request to provide as much as $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine as it fights the Russian invasion. The trip was confirmed by two congressional aides and an administration official granted anonymity to discuss the plans. Zelensky is expected to be in the U.S. to attend the United Nations General Assembly. The U.S. State Department on Thursday said the expulsion of two American diplomats from Russia was unprovoked and wholly without merit. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller warned Washington would respond appropriately and said Russia chose confrontation over constructive diplomatic engagement.
Yet again, Russia has chosen confrontation and escalation over constructive diplomatic engagement. It continues to harass employees of our embassy, just as it continues to intimidate its own citizens.
Russia said on Thursday it was expelling two U.S. diplomats whom it accused of working with a Russian national charged with collaborating with a foreign state. The foreign ministry said in a statement it had summoned U.S. envoy Lynn Tracy and told her that Embassy First Secretary Jeffrey Sillin and Second Secretary David Bernstein must leave Russia within 7 days. Search giant Google has agreed to a $93 million settlement with the state of California over its location privacy practices. The settlement Thursday follows a $391.5 million settlement with 40 U.S. states reached in November 2022 to resolve an investigation into how the company tracked users' locations. The state's investigation was sparked by a 2018 Associated Press story, which found that Google continued to track people's location data even after they opted out of such tracking. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Trump lawyers have secured a potential pause on his business fraud lawsuit. For now, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A last-minute legal challenge by Donald Trump's lawyers could disrupt a trial scheduled for next month in the New York business fraud lawsuit against the former president and his company. After an emergency filing by Trump's lawyers, a state appeals court judge has ordered a potential postponement of the non-jury trial, scheduled to start October 2nd. Trump's attorneys accused the trial judge, Arthur Engoron, of repeatedly abusing his authority. Among the issues raised by the Trump lawyers were Engoron's terse refusal to grant their recent request for a 3-week trial delay, which he ruled as completely without merit, and lingering uncertainty about the trial's scope because he has yet to comply with a June appeals court order that he determined which claims in the fraud lawsuit are barred by the statute of limitations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
International search and rescue teams dispatched to a village in Morocco have not had success finding survivors yet, according to Operation Commander Jim Chaston.
We haven't had the success of actually rescuing any people. We have done some first aid and some medical evacuations from some of the other villages, so that's really played our part. Moving forward, you know, we're going to continue as long as the Moroccan people want us here.
The 6.8 magnitude earthquake that struck the High Atlas Mountains late on September 8th killed 2,946 people and injured 5,674, according to the latest official figures. Efforts by federal agencies to crack down on tailpipe pollution are facing legal challenges that could go all the way to the Supreme Court. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Republican attorneys general and a coalition of state and oil industry groups have filed lawsuits in 3 cases coming before the U.S. Court of Appeals in D.C. this week. They argue that federal rules aimed at curbing greenhouse gases and unhealthy pollution from transportation amount to government overreach and disadvantage fossil fuel producing states. One case tests an EPA ruling that strengthened tailpipe pollution limits in 2021. The second case involves an EPA decision that restored California's authority to set its own standards for cars and SUVs. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says this is not the United States of California. A third case contends that the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration went too far in setting mileage standards. Environmental groups and the Biden administration say an adverse ruling could jeopardize U.S. action against climate change. The cases come as the administration pushes for the quick adoption of electric vehicles, which currently represent just 6.7% of new car sales. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Dominican Republic's president has announced he will close all borders with neighboring Haiti starting Friday in a dispute over a canal on the Haitian side that would divert water from a border river. His announcement signals the last-minute talks between the countries have failed to head off the closure. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.